This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by David Scholl. David is one of the co-founders and the president of Russo Partners. David's going to talk about this Pfizer announcement on the vaccine and whether it means immediate optimism or long-term optimism for business, sort of what the perspective is. He's got some clear thoughts on it, very helpful, and look forward to visiting with David today. David, can you take one moment to introduce yourself?
Scott, it's good to be back on the podcast and to work with you regularly. I am the president of Russo Partners, and our focus is providing public and investor relations counsel to emerging healthcare companies. That means that we build programs to raise profiles of these companies to support their own fundraising initiatives, business development, and more.
And David, in the healthcare world, and in all of our world, there's recently been news of the Pfizer vaccine doing very well on effectiveness. At what point does this start to have an impact on the business community, business strategy, and what people are thinking in optimism versus pessimism and so forth?
Well, it's been an interesting week for all of us. So when the data were announced, the Pfizer vaccine saw effectiveness of greater than 90%, the stock market seemed to take a turn for the better. People were talking about different investments and to move out of vaccines alone and to look at others. I even understand that there were questions about Zoom and would these technologies continue to flourish. The fact is, we are at the beginning of a very long journey when it comes to tackling the pandemic. There are multiple vaccines in development, and we know that because of the large quantity that will be required of having a safe and effective vaccine, that it's going to take quite some time. So from a business standpoint, we just need to remember that this is a pandemic operating period. The vaccine is a glimmer of hope. As I said, it's the beginning of the journey. And we can't do anything different now that we haven't already put in place. Most of us have had to make adjustments with how we operate our businesses. In the world of public relations, we're fortunate, first off, that we work in healthcare, Scott, just as you do. And because of healthcare, we have been extremely busy with clients that are focused on developing drugs, devices, diagnostics, and vaccines. In fact, we have a company, COVAX, that is going to have one of what we believe the most effective and promising vaccines is based on data, and that will pan out over the course of the next months. So we've had to continue to keep our heads down, look at the business, and realize that not much is going to change until we get well beyond a year from now. And I think that's the reality for all of us, is this is a long timeline. You've got to stay the course, and the adjustments we've made to operate successfully as business people will have to remain in place. But hope is a good thing, Scott. And the hope that we have with the vaccine and the news this week is that we're beginning to turn the corner so that we can tame the virus. That's the way I look at it.
I think that's a great perspective. Tell us one bit more about COVAX and really any other company you're working with that's looking at this as there's some possibilities here. We're going to be very busy for the next 6 to 12 months, really trying to reduce spread, trying to get the logistics of the vaccine going. Even when we get the logistics of the vaccine going, it's going to take a while till enough people get vaccinated to make a difference. But talk about, are there any other companies you're working with that you'd like to give a shout out to in this time of sort of this, you know, this world that we're working in, how they might play into this?
Well, let me start by going back to the vaccine area, which we're quite well informed of. And we've worked with vaccine developers for multiple decades, vaccines for different indications, and now it's COVID-19. Remember that it's not just about having a safe and effective vaccine. In dealing with a pandemic, the key is, do we have the ability to first demonstrate that it works? Second, to be able to manufacture it at scale so we have enough doses available in order to address the large population for the requirements needed? And third, can we get it to those so it can be used, which means there are logistics, shipping, transport. One of the reasons why we enjoy working with the company COVAX is it's already demonstrated through animal health work that its vaccine technology can be effective, and that's in animal health. The company has scaled significantly with its operations in Taiwan and the United States, and it recently announced a deal with Maersk, which is a global shipping leader. And when I look at this, it's clear that these executives are thinking through all aspects of it. It's easy to celebrate early. And with Pfizer this week, there was a lot of celebration. And I said the market rebounded. Just look at the stocks on that day. But once again, that's very short-sighted, and that we need to think through the entire steps in the process in order to be effective with a vaccine. And that's why companies we work with, such as COVAX, that have tackled major health problems before this, they're viewing it as, what does it take to get a vaccine to the patient? It's all the way to the patient, that final point, so we can get the two injections and then hopefully build the immunity in order to tackle this pandemic. So I'm calling that the holistic view, which is not the immediate celebration. We're not going to live and operate based on the next positive news of the day. We're going to look at this sequentially, and we have to advise our clients of how to stay the course, which is tying it back into the business. There will be no immediate change. We must remain focused on doing what's needed and using these technologies to operate, with an understanding that we have a long way to go. So we work in vaccines, we have companies developing therapeutics, and while the public cries for give us data, show that it works, that's just the first step in the development process, and we need to think through. So most companies are doing this work in parallel. They're not only aiming to develop a vaccine or a therapy for COVID-19, they're looking at, because of this tremendous need, how do we do the work in parallel so that as soon as we have something that's positive and we can aim for approval, that we'll be able to manufacture it, transport it, and get it to the patients in need. And we're doing a lot of work and communications around that now.
Magnificent. So optimistic, but the optimism is really 10, 12 months out versus the next 1 to 3 months. The next 1 to 3 months might start to see the very starting of the rollout. We still got to get through these surges. You and I are talking in mid-November of 2020. We're on the verge of some of the biggest surges in the country. And so we're really looking at the next slogging is going to be tough, but then 6 to 12 months, starting to see a little bit closer to normalcy and a little bit of time after that, David. That's the sense I get from you.
Well, that's the sense. And as we talk today, the reports are this morning that we're seeing the highest numbers of hospitalizations across the United States. Several states are moving backwards and they're shutting down. I'm in the state of Florida that happens to be doing well, in part because it's a warm climate. People are able to maintain their social distancing and stay outdoors. In other parts of the country, it's not that way. New York City is seeing a reversal. We have to remain patient and focused, but yet hope is on the way. And when you look at the companies and the scientists and the masterminds of biopharmaceuticals, vaccine work, they're working as aggressively as they can with compressed timelines and significant backing to do what's needed. But we can't let our guard down. We can't change for now. In operating businesses, think about what's needed. It's a plan for the long term. This is a long haul, and the ride's not going to end anytime soon. And that's the way that we're operating, and it's what we're seeing and discussing with clients throughout the healthcare ecosystem.
David, a wonderful perspective and a fascinating perspective. You know, partly this thing surges up and down almost regardless of temperature and location. So Texas and Florida are down now. When you look at these maps, they're down now, right? Partly because they've already had these surges and had so many people infected, so there's less spread. Whereas in these other states where they've not, you know, it seems to go to revolve and come back and forth and so forth. So we'll see how it plays through. But either way, I think your perspective on this, there's room for optimism in the long run, but the next year is going to be a slog and a challenge, I think, is right on. David, I want to thank you. Just a pleasure visiting with you today. Thank you very much.
Scott, always great to speak with you. Most important, stay safe, stay healthy, and I'm sure we'll speak with you again very soon.